Biofuels still a big issue. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The Recovery Act will focus millions of dollars on developing a viable advanced biofuels industry, while in Washington, lawmakers have been hearing the EPA's new proposed rules on biofuels and greenhouse gas emissions. Two big issues Gary Crawford brings us from the USDA.
We have incredible capacity not only to grow the food we need, we can also grow a considerable amount of energy.
Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu announcing that about $786 million of money in the Recovery Act is being focused on developing advanced biofuels beyond the current corn-based ethanol. The money will go for research and test projects, including demonstration biorefineries that will use crop wastes, grass, and other feedstocks to produce biofuels.
1 billion tons of agricultural waste and crops specifically designed for energy could be available and have minimal impact on our food production. That corresponds to something on the order of 100 billion gallons of ethanol. That would go a long way to wiping out our need to import oil.
Chu said right now, corn-based ethanol is a good start in the biofuels effort.
But certainly these more advanced biofuels are going to be much appreciated environmentally.
New EPA proposed rules on biofuels would factor in potential conversion of forest and pasture lands here and overseas as a result of biofuels production, using that indirect land-to-use calculation to gauge whether some biofuels would meet required cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. That has produced frustration among some farm state congressmen, as House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson put it.
You are going to kill off the biofuels industry before it ever gets started.
The proposals are based on scientific studies and models of possible land use changes, but as the Agriculture Department's chief economist Joe Glauber put it,
I think there's great uncertainty around these numbers.
Glauber said the USDA is working constructively with the EPA on the proposed rules, but he said USDA will be vocal on its concerns as the final rules are developed. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Have a great day and join us Monday on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.